So when we're dealing with the opposite gender, to that we should have a reason to interact. It's not a complete free-for-all. That we lower our gaze from two things. You lower your gaze when what you're looking upon is attractive to you, even if the aura is covered. And you also lower your gaze from the aura that's uncovered. To keep the interaction public, so to make sure that you're not secluded in some place. You know, there's sometimes MSA people, sister will be like, oh, I'll go pick up my books from your apartment. No, don't do that. Because that even if it's like somewhat public, you know, it has like a question mark over it, because it's not so public. Like this conference is public on campus at a restaurant or in the library is public. But sometimes, you know, if you find yourself, and this is what a sister had mentioned to me, she was getting notes from her brother and he was like, oh yeah, that's in the trunk of my car. She goes out to the parking lot. They're the only two people in the parking lot in her university because everyone else was gone. And that was, it's technically an outside space. She didn't technically, you know, break a rule, but it's one of those things that it's like a if we avoid the shubuhat, we avoid the doubtful things. There should be purposes, right? So we're organizing an event. This is a purpose to come together around. We are discussing a chapter that for our halaqa that we're gonna cover together. This is a positive purpose to come around. Even interacting with one another, saying, you know, how are you? How's your family? This is all okay. You know, it's Islam is, there's, if you look at the interactions of the companions, subhanAllah, you would find that they're much more fluid and organic, but you do have this quality of goodwill, that people know their boundaries when they're talking to each other, and because it's coming from a place of actual consideration, subhanAllah, that there's not a need to be so, you know, scared or paranoid in the interaction. We're scared and we're paranoid, usually because we don't know, we're speaking to people of different backgrounds and we're so afraid of being misperceived as too friendly, right? Or I don't want the sister to think I want to marry her, or I don't want the brother to think I want to marry him, but I just want to ask him, how was your exam? You know? So just, if you understand the Sharia, you can ask him, how was your exam? And if you do it with the right intentions, subhanAllah, this is another thing I've noticed, even some of the most shy people, when you deal with them with a good intention and a good manner, they are welcoming of that interaction. And they don't feel that someone has invaded their personal space. So there are certain things in this society that are not considered shameful or taboo. But in the East, they're considered shameful and taboo. And those particular things are not necessarily haram. Okay, so I'll give you an example. In Afghanistan, the idea of young people going to a cinema was like the most taboo thing ever. Like, it was so taboo. It was so bad. And in kindergarten, we had a field trip. They wanted to take us, all the five-year-olds, to go and watch Pinocchio in the movie theater. And my mom was like, over my dead body. My five-year-old will never step foot in a movie theater watching Pinocchio because of this, you know, thing that was in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, it was a completely different scenario. People would use the dark theater to do bad things, you know. It was a misperception, I guess, of the context. So that was not necessarily something that was going to ruin my reputation as a five-year-old. But there are definitely things that it would, right? So when the Prophet Muhammad was speaking to one of his wives and it was dark and a man is walking, one of the companions is walking by, he actually clarifies to the companion, this is my wife. And they're like, how could we ever think anything bad of you? And the Prophet says, because the shaitan runs through every vein. You know, meaning that even the Prophet protected his reputation and protected the reputation of his wife. So sometimes if you hear your parents say you have to protect your reputation, it's not all wrong, because the Prophet ﷺ did it. But there are extremes. Sometimes a person can take that to an extreme where they distort what Islam is.